Time has come around to have a check-in with the superintendent of Ekalaka Public Schools, Mr. James Capte. We've got him on the line here to tell us what's going on with Ekalaka's public schools before they enter Thanksgiving break here in about a week's time from when we're recording this on Wednesday morning. So, Mr. Capte, how are things going down there?
You know, it's the month of being thankful, and we're thankful for a lot down here in Ekalaka, and a lot of good things, a lot of things happening, but a lot of things that make you feel good about all things about school and planning for our future as far as the school goes. And yeah, that's a lot of thankfulness going on.
Right on. Sweet. Do you have a favorite thing on your Thanksgiving plate? Like, what would be your favorite thing on a typical Thanksgiving spread? Or I guess it doesn't even have to be typical, but what really gets you excited on a Thanksgiving plate?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I do like turkey, but I'm probably stuffing. That's probably the only time during the year I really eat stuffing, but yeah, good stuffing.
Nice, right on. Fair answer. I think I got to go deviled eggs myself. But
Ooh, that's a good one. That's just on the side plate. That's not on the main plate, maybe. But yeah.
All right, fair. I'll take that distinction. And you guys are giving away a turkey down there with the Ekalaka Public Schools, partnering up with the grocery store down there and kind of awarding, in a way, some folks coming in and spending some time at school. That's kind of a neat deal you have going on down there at the moment.
Yeah, and we're really super excited. I mean, the grocery store was like, we'll donate a couple turkeys, and what our goal is to have as many people just come into school and spend time in classrooms, because too often the only thing we know about school is secondhand information. We know what school looked like when we were there, but even when our kids go home and tell parents or grandparents, that's still secondhand information. That's still an interpretation or a perspective. And so we really have been working hard to try to get parents, community members, grandparents, whatnot, just to come in and spend an hour in a class. And so we've had a fair amount of people, but people are really busy, and this is a busy time of year. So just giving them a chance to, whenever it fits in that schedule, just come in for that hour, beginning of the day, end of the day, whenever it works. It's been fun, and it's just another great way to say we're thankful for our community, and we're thankful that they support us and want to come in and spend time with us.
Heck yeah. And how's that book fair you've had going on for a few more days here? We're on the 19th, and I think there's a couple few more days left in that, but been seeing some folks come through, get themselves some new books.
And it's always a fun thing, because kids get so excited about books and pencils and erasers. But yes, the book fair is going on for a few more days. It'll actually go through Saturday. They have the big holiday bazaar down here on Saturday as well, and so that'll be open during the bazaar, that people can go into the library, because the bazaar's in our gym, and then the parents can go get books. And it's been good. Kids get excited. They go digging through the washing machine and the car seats and everything to bring in change to get books. It makes you excited. They're excited about the right things.
Nice. And then just one last thing I had to ask you about right off the bat here, while I was doing my social media digging. Speaking of excited kids, I'm sure this project's been getting some first graders excited. Would you mind just telling us real quick about the first grade 50 states checklist I saw posted about?
So Mrs. Guire's class has put out a request. They wanted to get postcards from every state. And so by doing that, they put that out there. And then every time they get a postcard, they talk about where it came from. And then they send a reply postcard back to them from the first grade class. And they are down to, and I don't know what's after the mail gets here today, but I think we're down to 5 states, and they've picked up 8 or 9 different countries. So it's been really exciting for the kids to just, like, purely show the power of social media and get these random postcards every day that are helping them, you know, expand the world a little bit. But we keep we're hoping to get all 50 of them before Thanksgiving, and then they'll have conquered the world, as we say.
Awesome. That's really neat. Cool. Well, yeah, that was pretty much the main things that I had popping out at me here. So I'll put the ball in your court. What you got going on? What would you like the folks out there listening to know?
You know, we've got, as always, it seems like we've got a lot of things going on. We just finished up on Monday with our first big formal meeting about our graduate profile. And we had about 45 people show up to talk about what should a graduate look like. And this is an exciting opportunity where, you know, schools were given this opportunity by the state to kind of reimagine or redefine what a graduate looks like, and we get the chance to lay out those rules, and we've been working through that or starting that process. It'll take us a few months, but it's exciting because we don't have to. The idea that school has to be something that somebody else decides isn't true, and we're really working to go with our community and say, you know, what should a graduate, whether they're going to college, whether they're going to trade school, whether they're entering the workforce, all of those are successful options. But when they graduate, what skills should they have when they walk across the stage so that no matter what they're doing, they have those opportunities? So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and that's a whole lot of input. Almost 50 folks in there involved in that. So that's pretty neat, folks getting involved in things.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And the next step of that will be in December, we'll put out a survey to kind of let all those people as well as anybody else in the community to really give us, like, start ranking different skills, ranking different options. And so hopefully it'll be a little bit longer survey, but the intent is to really get business owners, parents, everybody's input on that because it's important. We don't need school to be what school was 50 years ago. We need school to be preparing kids for what they're walking into, not what we walked into. So that's a big deal on our radar, and that's what we've been working on. We have the holiday stroll, which we're a big part of, coming up, and that's going to be on December 4th down here. And so it's got a Grinch theme, so we're going to be giving books away, and who knows how many Grinches will be sighted that night. But we're really excited about that. We've been doing a lot of different work with some professional development. We had our board meeting. We just went through some of those. We've implemented a new program called Success for All, which is a reading program, and really focusing on reading across our entire curriculum. Complementing that with a whole different program called BAR, which is all about relationships and helping kids build relationships with each other and staff and all of that. Because nobody, you know, the saying goes, they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And so really working through some of that has been fun and exciting for our staff, and really is going to make, you know, if we're not the best school in the state, we're definitely striving to be there and be that for our kids. So that's been a big thing on what we've been working on. And another one there, Blake, I've got to get you, maybe when you come down for the basketball game, our climbing wall is officially installed and up and ready to go. And oh, so sweet. Our kids have been messing around on that a little bit. It just got finished being installed last week. And so that's also part of our community center. So the people that have those community health memberships that come and do a walkthrough with us, they can also use that at different times as well. So lots of fun and exciting things going on.
Ah, so you come and do a walkthrough. Do you schedule like a group walkthroughs or like individuals coming in and getting those done? That's an interesting faucet to think about there down in Ekalaka if you're interested in taking advantage of some fitness opportunities.
Well, and to answer the first part of that question, yeah, if they come, they can come in anytime, and we do a lot of them. Initially, a year ago, we did a couple big groups, but now people come in and the office staff does a walkthrough with them. And we go through every piece of equipment and make sure they know how to use every piece of equipment. And then they get a card. They pay for that card just for the cost of the card because it's an electronic and it allows them in the building.
Okay.
And then that's it. That's all they have to do. There's, you know, obviously it's not open during the day as such when we have class in there. But any day that we don't have school, it's essentially open from 4 a.m. in the morning till 12 a.m. at night, and that card gets you in, and you can use the equipment and make the most out of it. We also just added some new equipment on top of the climbing wall. We added we try to keep targeting, like, what do we not have as far as muscle groups and that people will use. We added a couple of adductor machines and a new sled. Blake, you get down here, we'll have you. I mean, you'll be looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger in just a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I definitely need that refresher course. It's been many moons since I was last seen in a gym with equipment like that. But you know, I did see a lot of folks that seemed really appreciative of having such a thing available down there in Ekalaka. I saw a handful of comments there on a Facebook post about that gym and the equipment that's available there. And just neat to see folks appreciating what they have available to them and what you guys guys have been able to accomplish down there.
Yeah, it's a good place, and I mean, we're lucky to have the community support, and we're just happy to be part of the community and support them as well.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much my list of things for the day. Anything else you want to get out there onto the airwaves before I cut you loose?
I think that pretty much covers it till we recap again in December. That sounds like enough. Like
right on. We'll get a different holidays conversation. I'll have to come up with some Christmas related questions to start off for you next month.
I like it. All right. Thanks, Blake.